Okay, so I'm walking along the Cowgate, past my old house, in fact, and I'm with Ivy Page and the team behind her cabaret act, which has just been on we'll have to edit this bit.
The fancy room.
So, Ivy, tell us a bit about the act.
So, I am a very glamorous, naughty cabaret showgirl with a penchant for all that sparkles. The show is educating people on life and how to get one, and corrupting the nation.
And where did you start out?
Well, I think I was probably born in a Swarovski encrusted crystal egg. And I find inspiration really in many things. I once wore a shoe as a hat, so.
And what was your first time on stage?
My first, the theatre, being the hospital. but my first time on stage, apart from being picked up from the gutter, sorry, heels.
I don't like heels either. Why do they have these heels?
In Edinburgh, 4-inch heels.
It's my old flat in there. Yeah. Ground floor. Nice English boy. Living down here, it wasn't the best thing.
So, my first time performing on stage, I told you in the show, I was chatting to some gentlemen in an alleyway, and the door burst open. I was thrust into a room full of flesh-hungry perverts touching themselves, so they shouted off. I removed the glove. That's all I was wearing at the time.
And the act that you're doing, you have support on piano?
I do. Pete is not only supporting me, but he helps to co-write the music and the show with me. Mr. Pete Saunders, former member of Dexys Midnight Runners.
And he's a very talented piano player, was it? He played piano in Dexys?
In Dexys, he played piano for Carmel. He's written numerous pop songs and hits, and he's a very acclaimed R&B jazz pianist. I'm very lucky to have him working with me.
And so those are all your own songs?
All but two. Silk Net was made famous by a very fantastic soul R&B singer called Ruth Brown in the 50s.
You want to go that way?
Yeah, we just go around.
Yeah.
And obviously,
go on, lead them.
Was by the Carpenters. But everything else is written by myself and Pete.
Fantastic. And this isn't your first time in Edinburgh?
No, this is my sixth year. But of course, you know, with this much makeup.
It takes the other 11 months to get ready.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the excess charges through customs for all my crystal corsets. It's an expensive experience.
And we're actually walking because you've got another gig tonight. So tell us about that one.
So I am a headline host for a show called Best of Burlesque over at the Bosco tent for Assembly.
Yep, been in the Bosco.
And I'm hosting that as a guest for 3 nights. And you might find me there occasionally singing Germany Causing Mayhem over the festival.
And we always finish these interviews by asking people what show they would go and see after their audience has seen their show. Obviously, you're on your way to a show, but maybe you can come up with something.
I want to go and see the show Briefs, which is an all-male circus variety burlesque show with exceptionally hot men in small costumes doing cabaret and burlesque. I can't think of anything I would rather do after seeing my show.
Ivy Page, thank you very much for talking with Fringe Review.
My pleasure.